All Massachusetts schools and most daycare centers will remain closed until May. Governor Baker extended the school closure by 1 month in an order yesterday. WBUR's Kerry Young joins us now this morning to talk about the closure and the challenges it poses for students and teachers. Hi, Kerry.
Good morning.
So what are school officials and teachers saying?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, a lot of people are being pretty supportive of this decision. Most school leaders that our team talked to said that they were anticipating this somewhat, or at least the possibility of a longer closure than that original April 6th target. In an email, the Massachusetts Teachers Association, which is one of the bigger teachers unions in the state, said that they supported this decision and applaud the fact that the governor was making the health and the safety of school students and staff a priority here. I also spoke with Tom Scott yesterday with the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents. He said that this extra time actually helps school leaders with planning because it kind of feels like a slightly more reliable estimate of when kids will go back. And really, the sense of reliability here is helpful because Scott says this coronavirus crisis just blindsided most school leaders.
This is like one major snowstorm after the other. Every day, they're trying to figure things out, trying to communicate with their staff, with their leadership team. I think that we were looking for some more definitive way of looking at the future.
Well, Kerry, given that, what's the biggest challenge school officials say is facing them in terms of being closed for that long, the extra month?
I mean, there are a lot of challenges that come with being closed this long. I mean, if you think about it, there are a lot of wraparound services that are provided in a public school, especially, that officials are now having to find a way to offer with as little human contact as possible. And that's really tough. I mean, there are services like the free and reduced lunch program, for example, that schools are really now having to drastically rethink and how to distribute that. Then even to offer remote learning opportunities, there are a lot of technology questions that come with that. How to get the needed devices into students' hands if they don't have one, or Wi-Fi access to families who may not have access. There are a lot of things that school leaders are having to think about all at the same time and mobilize really, really quickly. And also, another thing we're finding is that with all of this moving online and remote learning opportunities, as it gets rolled out so quickly, there are accessibility concerns too for students who are deaf or blind or may have other special needs. And that's something we'll actually be exploring later today in a piece airing on All Things Considered this afternoon.
All right, talk about going forward. What are you and the WBUR Edify team looking at moving on?
I think what we'll really be paying attention to is how this crisis is magnifying the inequities in the state school system. You know, which communities are able to pivot really nimbly to online and remote learning, and which can't, and what impact that's going to have on students in the long term and even in the short term. Bob Tremblay, the superintendent of Framingham Public Schools, told WBUR last week that his biggest concern here is that the disparities between students and districts in the state will grow as a result of this crisis.
So the more affluent communities are going to find themselves, once again, in a space where they can make great gains, even in a remote learning environment.
Yeah, all of these things we'll definitely be following up more closely over the next several months to see how things, really roll out.
All right, WBUR's Kerry Young, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.